Okay. Yesterday, the idea, what is a shutfus? How does a shutfus work? Shutfus, each person is 50-50. Or there's a shutfus to both two, that both people are in charge of the whole thing. Rishonim began with a problem. The problem began with a riff. It's the Yerushalmi. And we saw in the Mukhi Yosef's problem. Let's read it again. Does the Bavli square with the Yerushalmi? Or the Bavli doesn't square with the Yerushalmi? Again, let's read the Mukhi Yosef. A marshal tzorch shenishal l'shul. Mikan yesh l'daktek. Yen kol echol mehem chayev b'kulo. B'palga. Kedin bal chof. Yidach palga en achiyov elamidin orev. So, yeah, two people were shoel. A para. Two people are shoal a para. Something happens. And it's a shoot, it's shoot from Shishalu. They did one kinyan for both of them. He doesn't get into it is karkishol shoot fist. It is. Each one's going to use it and they're going to work it out between the two of them. No. Whatever the case is, shoot from Shishalu. Each one's high of 50. The high of kol echod b'kulo mamona, each one's high of the whole thing. That means there's a joint shibud and each one represents it and he has to pay the whole thing. Agamar doesn't make any sense. And yishol kulo shol. After many lishnayim shalovu meach to borrow, after shalov kotzach from our father's house, what's us? Was kriyis of Yerushalmi. And the chayiv kolechol minayu b'kulo mamon, kedim b'chov el palgu mamon kedim b'chov. Take. So the Ran says, since each one is high of 50. So, 150, so, what is it? 150 is, he's certainly high. The other 50 is Bolivimo. And the 50 that's Bolivimo, is he potter or not? Is Bolivimo only a potter in the entire thing? But if one person is not Bolivimo, he's certainly going to hive his things. Simple. But the Rambam and the Rif said, stop. Shir daitam, shana v'shalom klum. Definitely didn't show up a Bible, but kula, a misofek. He says, it seems according to the Rambam and the Rif, that each one's chayev kulo, the shutfis is chayev. Each one represents the shutfis. And the suffix is that part of the shutfis is bolivimo, which is if part of the unit is bolivimo, you need the entire unit bolivimo, or part is enough. If you need the entire unit bolivimo, it's not, so it's zero. If part is enough, it's 100. But there's no 50-50. So he says, where are they coming from? So they learn the Yerushalmi, each one is chayiv, the entire thing. And that's okay. These are shutfis. Okay. And each one represents the shutfis and pays for the shutfis. And then they work out between the two. If I pay the 100%, I turn to my shutfis. I say, okay, now internally in the shutfis, we're going 50-50. He looks at the Bachog is Bavli and Yerushalmi. He says, why are they so much on Yerushalmi? Our Bavli is very clear. Each one pays 50. It's his problem. Now, the three, the Gross says, the Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, are, they said Stam. He's not 100% sure what the Rambam says. The Rambam, Rif, and Rosh say that it's 100 of zero. There's no 50. This is what they do with the Gers and the Gemara. They had a different Gers and the Gemara. Okay. Mysterious for the Gemara to say that because the Torah says Yochayev Chatzi. Say the Torah had a different Gers and the Rosh is a little, you say, disquieting. Okay. That's, I'm not going to argue with the Gemara, because that's the only way he could square them with the Psak of the Gemara. Okay. Now, we took a look in the Rosh. Rosh is Enochanami. Rosh is very clear. So, and the Rosh, if we take a look at the Rosh in Lamed Dalet and the Rosh in Avos Sukkah, it's very clear. Each one's Chayav Kulo. Take a look at the Rosh in Shavuos. It works very much with the Yerushalmi. Each one's Chayav Kulo. The Rosh is a very clear Mahalach. The Ramban is a little more subtle, but essentially the Ramban is not that different. So the Ramban says, this is the Ramban in Shavuos, talks at length, and then he tells us how to square it with our Gemara. He says, he begins with the Rif. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rif quotes the Yerushalmi, he's not that willing to go against the Yerushalmi. He has to work with the Yerushalmi because, and he's coming to be master the Rif here, and the way the Gro learned the Rif, it's all or nothing in our sugya. And really, he's coming off the Rif and off of Rosh. Vachi Perusha. He says, if there are two mafkidim, two malvin, so the Lova doesn't have to pay Ruvain. He says, I don't owe you. I own the Shutfas. Let the Shutfas show up. I want Ruvain and Shimon showing up here. And therefore, if Ruvain shows up and he takes his Shutfas going to Ruvain, Ruvain's not the Toveya. The Shutfas is the Toveya and the Shutfas is the Toveya by two people. That's how it begins. Jesus. So that is when you have the shufim on the tovim. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shnayim Shalova. What about when it boy when they take a loan? The opposite, not when they give the loan, when they take the loan. Al pishein and kosim el anaploni ploni levini chayav kol echol leshalem hakol. He says the same thing. There's a shutfus. I represent the shut. Each person here, he says, I can ask him, as long as it's a shutfus that's chayiv, the shutfim have to ask together, but I can ask one of the shutfim, why? He says, because he represents. Okay. Perish Hadam came in the army Bishnaim Shef Gigal, it's a report to Shimbalito Shalom and Shomgo. There's no individual ownership. I was chayv to both of you. I loaned you together. It's a joint chiyuv. Parish Lanovi can cook, but we say each one can represent the other. Which means, if I say each one can represent the other, so when two people, when this, I can now, if I'm a Toveya, I can represent the Shutfus, because I'm representing both of us, I represent the whole Shutfus. First the Brice, Shnaim Shef Kidu Kech, Lito Shel and Shomelo. In Shomelo, change. So I give each one as a shomer, each one is a full shomer, because each one represents Bishmir Bakula. So therefore each one can take a shuas of pikadon, because I can ask each one for the whole thing. Each one can take a shuas of pikadon, therefore it says, let's say I gave Bikon over Shava Pruta. So each one is kofer in a Shava Pruta. Each one has to pay a Shava Pruta. Okay. And Rabban, open. That's how he begins. Very clear. And so here in Shavuos is very clear. He's coming off the riff. Riff says there's a whole idea of Shutfus. You don't have to write implicit in Shutfus is each one can represent the other. That's Rabbeinu Chanan. Okay, fine. Shuas is very clear. It's a Shutfus. Now, Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Daled. Each one is chayiv to pay 50. So here the Rosh says we should chayiv to pay 50. Each is chayiv to pay the whole thing. So Yerushalmi says, no, in the end I'm going to pay 50. But really each one is chayiv to pay the whole thing. The Rosh is totally consistent in the whole thing, how he views it. The Rosh is the easiest reason to deal with. So Barash says you pay 50. Alright, so what do you do with the Yerushalmi? And the Rif Patson is the Yerushalmi. Shemizeh Shamaf Kiret Sal Shufun Kolech Mechayev Bekulo. That seems Yerushalmi. Kolech Mechayev Bekulo. Igla Meimah. He says, maybe you'll say like the Rosh. No, Avolosh and Rashi doesn't seem. Rashi agrees with the Rosh. And here again, Sheish Lama Dohachinam, Komasha Olulu from Mishnah. Yesh Lama. No. So now is he backing off totally the Yerushalmi or not? Shishnaim Shalovu Meyachot. O Shehivkit. Okay, he says, the chiyuv is the chiyuv of the shutfus. But it's not they work it out between themselves. Each one pays half of his because he represents. But it's the chiyuv of the shutfus. Each one's paying 50. And where's the biggest raya from Avosuki? Each one is paying 50. Now, in whom is he saying this? He's saying this internally within the riff. Okay, so he's very clear. Aval perak hashoel shutim sheshoalu nishalechem shobin kulukula shobin halakha odim lahu paga the shalim yos potter. Atomish kulechem chaya bakol. Each one pays the entire thing. So that means I have to pay for the shutfus, and I'm potter from paying. So my ptur from paying is chal on the entire shutfus. So what's more asking? So, and he's not willing to go because of Rashi. He's not willing to go with the Rosh. The Rosh says it's what you end up doing in the end. Came the ikur shol echo imo kulo shol. Im toma came the ikur shol achir imo. He's not kulo shol. No, okay. So did he back off here entirely, or didn't back off here entirely? We're just saying ein echanami the chiyuv is on the shol, but the chiyuv is on the shutfus, but each one pays for half of the shutfus. Question is, he's not backing off the Yerushalmi. He accepts the Yerushalmi, it's a chiyuv of the Shalom. Okay. Now, does he have... So, how did he understand the Rif? The Sofa Gilimar is 100-0, or 50, or 50 or 100? He doesn't tell us, but what gears does he have? He says, "Holeko odim alahu palga the shaylis, the mir poto. I'm poto for my 50, and you have your 50. So, the entire sheela has to be poto. Otherwise, there's no poto ball of emo." Or 50% is good enough. So apparently, if I would, so I'm reading him, so I'd say, he does not say back off the Yerushalmi, he's quoting the Yerushalmi, he doesn't say what the Nukayosa says, the steer between Babel and Yerushalmi, he says, no, there is a shutfus, each one's chayef to pay the whole thing. So here we're talking about Nidboim, who's chayev to pay for the shutfa? There is a chiyuv of a shutfa. Each one's chayev to pay 50% of it. 50%. Okay. But it doesn't mean he's going to change his mind when I have shnayim tovim. Because there, who the shutfa has to ask for the money. That's what I would say with him. Now, the one who completely disagrees with this is the Rashba. If you take a look at the Rashba in Shavuos, he brings Yerushalmi, he brings the Rif, everything. Rashba in Lamed Daled is very different. Rashba is very clear. There's no chiyuv of a shutfus. The chiyuv of a 50, chiyuv of a 50, and that's it. No chiyuv of a shutfus. Now, we may have wanted to assume that the Rambam would agree with the Rif. The first warning signal the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rif is in the Rimigash. All Rishonim were coming off that the Rif in Shavuos quotes the Yerushalmi. Take a look in the Rimigash. Doesn't bring the Yerushalmi at all. Okay. Let's see how the Rambam called Yerushalmi. Give me a Gemara Shavuos. Probably Yerushalmi. I should finish Shavuos. Give me a Rambam Hilchos Shavuos.
Shavuos Shavuos.
The Rambam doesn't paskin the Yerushalmi. Mi shoyachayev moman l'shnei shutfin. Perchetz halocha yud beis. V'tovo echemem v'kofo bo v'nish v'chayev v'shuasev v'kon shavikofo moman. Nicht belechem und erschutzem chayev. Tovu shnehem. They were both tovehem. Vahodu b'kol lechem. Each one said, asked me for 50 and I say, oh, you 100. And potter shuos shak. Why? Because you only chayev shuos begotten if I end up, if both come to him together, if I end up making myself potter. But here I said, I'm chayev 100. Question to whom? I give 100 to him and I said, the two of you fight it out. So I don't potter myself.
Okay.
But the Chovah, the Rambam's passing here straight against the Yerushalmi. Not a surprise. Student of God doesn't bring it. So wait one second. Comes along, then Mekhi Yosef and suspects the Rambam of paskening like Yerushalmi against the Bavli. He said, does he quote the Yerushalmi? Paskens against the Yerushalmi. So the question is, so we have to understand the Rambam. No more. So let's begin. We show in a role complaining of the Rambam Shnei Arevim. Before we even get there, the Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Shluchim Reshutim Kinyan. The Rambam says like this. Yes, Rabbi Cranus. What?
Isn't that the way the
Rashi
knows yourself?
But let me just see for a second. Another Rambam. Bragimel Hilchos Shluchim Reshutim. Echad min ha'achim. You have two brothers have a Yerush. So Chulko. Before they make the Chaluk. So they're Shutfim. Oh, min ha'shutfim shebo. Two shufim. And one comes to ask, what does he ask for? Tzvoa al hakol. Says, I want the whole thing. Ho, yesh lo chelik v'zeh ha'momon. 50 is going to come to him. And it's tzarech hashoah b'shar ha'shutfim. He says, every shutif gets 50%. And he has a din orev and harsho'ah on the other 50%. There's an automatic when I, like, what is a shutfus? I'm agrees with such an idea of a shutfus. We'll see when. But he says, what does shutfus mean? That each one can represent the other. I have my chelik and you have your chelik. So we're trying to solve. So wait a second. So we're going to have this. That's what he says. And shutuf acha yochalom l'shutfo. One can't say that if I was there, I would have done a better job. So I can say, so why don't you show up and best it? If he couldn't, then he can say that. I don't want, you lost the case. I don't want you representing me. You only didn't get as much as you could have got out of the case. Okay. So what is he telling me? A shutuf comes and asks for his chelik. Where's the Rambam coming from? He's coming from a Gemara in the Dorim and a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Give me a Rambam. Hilchos Avodah is Mado. You have an Erin Nidachas. An Erin Nidachas, anything that belongs to a member of the Erin Nidachas, is Osabahanoah. And it has to be destroyed. What happens if you have something that's a shutfis between someone in the Erin Nidachas and someone outside the Erin Nidachas? Rama Perik Dalet. Halachah Yud Aleph Yud Beis. You have an animal. And it's a shutfus of this animal. Half belongs to member in Nida, half belongs to us. Which half? It's not a splittable thing. You don't chop, can't chop the animal in half. So therefore, it's awesome. But let's say you have a big doe. And it's a shutfus. A doe is splittable. Half the doe is mutter, half the doe is also. Where's Rambam coming from? Rambam coming from a very simple idea. How we understood the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek HaShukfin and Adarim. We discussed this before. I own half, you own half. Which half? Well, when we, which half? We'll decide. I take my half, you take your half. It's an indeterminate until we set it up. If we're shoel together, I'm a shoel 50% of the time, you're a shoel 50% of the time. Which? We straighten it out between the two of us. But each one owns half, and we just work it out. But you have to have a shutfus, something that is mitzaref together. Now, all these people complain about the Rambam, about Arevus, Malva Velova. What does the Rambam do? Mishnayim Areva. Let's see where this comes from. The quote, where is the quote? Maybe in a mafia quote, Rambam. Yeah. Reason of Moshe Kosh, the Shnei Raven, where is that? Yellow's mouth of a lover. Ilz Malva Velova. Rambam says like this. Where is it? What? Chav Hei Yud. Let's just see what he says. We'll put it together in one pretty picture. Chav Hei Tetz will begin. Shnayim Shalovu Bishtar Echad. When you have a halvah b'shutfus, if it's in a shtar, why? You always need something that is mitzarif to two people together to create a shutfus. Before we know what is the din of a shutfus, you have to know how do you create a shutfus. Joint ownership of an object is a shutfus. But when shnayim shalavu, so what it means, we took money. Fine. You lent two people 200. So this took 100 and this took 100. What makes it one halva of a shutfus? If it's this one shtar that's mitzarif two together. O shalokach mecher echot. What is it? They together bought something for a joint bailus. Shutfim shalova echot mehem. Shutfim shalova echot mehem. O lokach b'shutfus. Shutfus means each one is 50, but he's an aura for the other 50. There's no, but you have to have a shutfus. How to create a shutfus? Joint bailus. Create a shutfus. Or a shtar that takes you together. Shnayim she'irvu echad. Now we get to the Rambam that bothered everybody. So what is Arevus? So everyone else interprets it's a joint chiyuv of each person. Now, what does the Rambam say about joint chiyuvim? Each one's chayav for 50. But here all of a sudden he pops up and says, each one's chayav the whole thing. So, why? For two reasons. Very simple. I borrow money. And I tell Rabbi Bernstein here, I tell the Malva, no, I don't have much money. Rabbi Bernstein is this zillionaire worth billions. He'll be an Arif. His chiyuv. He says, well, I'm not so sure. I need another billionaire. I say, okay, Kranis is another billionaire. Okay. He's an Arif. I say, okay. They were together, Arif. Wait one second. Ramdan says, Shutvim Shor, Shnayim Shor. What did the Rambam tell you in the previous halacha? You need some way to be metzaref them as one unit. Two people say we're together doing something. There's nothing to metzaref them as one unit. So each one is independent of it. That's one way of learning the Rambam. That is, if you didn't have Chidush Erev and Chaim Alevi, Hilchos Malva V'Lova. Okay. But, yes. It depends if it's a Ravis Peshtar or not. So that's why I said, if he's talking about a Ravis Balpeh, doesn't talk about it. Doesn't even get started. But then, I knew I have the wise guy here, Rabbi Schwartz, who's like, why, what happens if we write the same Shtar together, make up such a... We the understand, are hereby a Raven. Okay. Reb Chaim is discussing the following unique situation in the Rambam. Halacha, I have an Akum borrows money from me. I can charge him ribbis. And what happens if a Jew then says, I am an Orev on it? So who is the loan between? Between the Malva and the Lova. Loan between the Malva and the Lova. It's fine. And the Lova is a guy, so the Jew can charge him interest. All of a sudden another Jew jumps up and says, I'm an Orev. So on the top of your head you'll say, okay, but what is ribbis? Ribbis goes between the Malva and the Lova. Comes the Rambam Paskins, no. This is ribbis, says Reb Chaim. What do you see from that? And Orev becomes an independent lover. Otherwise, it's no ribbis. And if you have two in, so now I have two lovim on the same halva. So if it's tam and Orev, the halacha is I go to lova aleph and then I go to lova base. If it's an Orev Kablin, what's the halacha? I can go to either lova aleph or lova base. And if two people jump in and say, we are, so that means we are Lovim. We're independent Lovim. So, and then it's how we arrange the payment. So according to Reb Chaim, so if Rabbi Schwartz, his question is, let's say they write in the Shtar, we jointly are our Raven. So that means they jointly are a lova b'shtar. The meimei chanami. In that case, each one paid 50. Maybe. I'm not sure. That you have to see. I'm not going into that whole long complex of Chaim and Yoni Ribbis. Reb Chaim has a whole different, says that the Rambam has a whole different way of learning what Norev is. It's the second, he's a lova sheni. And that, it's a whole different, okay. But the Rambam could be talking here. The Rambam is clear. And we're going to get, so how do we get back? So what do we do with our sugya? We have to get back. What do we do with our sugya? Okay. What do we do with our sugya? But the Rambam seems to be exceedingly clear that There's bialis of 50%. Just we work out what the bialis is, when it's which 50% or what time I use it, what time you use it. But that's worked out between us, as the Gemara, the Parshas, the Gemara, and the Dorim is. But each one is 50. Each one's higher 50. There's no joint unit. Okay. Shneim Arevim. If we only talked in terms of a milveh b'shtar, something to create that unit, what does that unit do? It says each one is an orev for the other, or each one is a morsha of the other. The Rambam does not necessarily pass in the Yerushalmi. Could be yes, could be no. Maybe it's his own version of the Yerushalmi, I don't know. But the version of the Yerushalmi that the Ramban is working with and the Rosh is working, he doesn't pass in that way. So it's a 50-50. Very, very clear. Allah. So now we get to our suji. So what's that suji you're talking about? Bechlal. So then we're back to square one. The answer is very simple. Let's go to the beginning of the parak. Balavimo. What does that mean? When do we determine Balavimo? By the matziv at the time of the kinyan hamachayas. We did a kinyan she'ela. Is the kinyan she'ela Balavimo or the kinyan she'ela is not Balavimo? If the kinyan she'ela is Balavimo, then it's a kinyan that's not Mechayev Achrayas. A normal kinyan she'ela is Mechayev Achrayas. A kinyan of Bolav Shimo is not Mechayev Achrayas. So then we look, is this, they did a joint kinyan. Is this kinyan Mechayev Achrayas or not? This kinyan is either Mechayev Achrayas or not. Either it's 100 or it's 0. We're not looking who has to pay, what has to pay. What are we looking at? Is the kinyan a kinyan hamachayev? A kinyan is not a kinyan hamachayev. We don't know. Is a kinyan hamachayev because in the kinyan is a chiyev and p'tor. So what do we go by the tzad kinyan, by the tzad chiyev and tzad p'tor? The kinyan hamachayev, and this is a machayev and a polter. Machayev and a polter, you know what to do. You need an entire machayev or an entire polter. We don't know what to do. So it's a sofek, 100 or 0. Now look, who, I'm an independent shoel. What does it mean? I'm a shoel and you're a shoel. 50% of the time I use it, 50% of the time you use it. And a chanami, which 50? But what it makes them shutfim shishor, that they did one maisa kinyan together. One maisa kinyan together. And the whole halacha of bialim b'meshicha, b'meshicha is, in the kinyan, was there a chiyav achrayas? The kinyan, there wasn't a chiyav achrayas. Well, there's a stira. There's a tzad machayev and a tzad poter. What do you do? What do you do? That's Gemara's question. So then it comes out the way the rule. Everything depends what you do with the Yerushalmi, whether you paskin or you reinterpret it, however, whatever you do with the Yerushalmi. So if you take the Yerushalmi, there's an idea of shutfis. So then, you look at what the shutfis is. On the other hand, if you say, no, there's no idea of shutfis. Everything is a 50-50. All right, each one. No. Apparently the Rambam interpreted the Gemara differently. because the Gemara depends, is the kinyan machayev me or kinyan tana machayev? When do I determine bala rima? At the time of the maisa kinyan. And if at the time of the maisa kinyan it was bala rima, there's no chiv achrayas b'chlal. That's why we say it's any yodeya im nizchayavt. So there are two ways justifying what the word says, the Shita Sarif, Rambam and Rosh. There are two ways to approach it. You could learn it as Mukhe Yosef does, and he says that's what the Bavli says. I'm a shul 50% of the time, you're a shul 50% of the time. On my shaila, it's this way. You look at the shaila itself. Is it a shaila hamach? Or do you look at a maisa kinyan? That's the way the sugya ends up now. If you put together everything we said about shutfas and everything you said about bala rima, it's a very straightforward, simple thing. You have to keep in mind the entire picture. Okay. Chaz it over. Think about it. We'll do it again. It's really... Once you get all the pieces of the puzzle, it's a very straightforward puzzle. The next sugi we do is probably going to be the most complicated sugi we have in our show. Not that any of them have been so simple. Yes. Goes like this. But this Belchazed is over, put together the entire picture. Okay. Gemara says like this. Where it makes it dependent, Kenyan Pavis, Kenyan Aguf. And it tells you, then it goes to Shliach and then skips back to Kenyan Pavis, Kenyan Aguf, Machok, Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish. How the two connect is a headache to figure it out. Take a look at the Ritva there. Then, on the other, we turn the page, skip a little bit. So the Gemara says like this, no, down at the bottom of the page, Rami Bacham is very active here. Boy, Rami Bacham, Abam, and Yechse Yishta. We saw that already. Then, Rami Bacham. Okay. So, and keep going all the Baba Yishta till we get the Kanas Usha and me. A headache about Me'ila and what was before Takanas Usha. What is Takanas Usha? What was before Takanas Usha and what's after Takanas Usha? And so after you finish, you'll understand a little better what you're going to be chayev on in your ksuba.